Liberty listening in around the world tonight. You're back on the Officer Jack McLam program. I'm that old cop, Jack McLam, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. And this is Tuesday in America. Hope you're having a great day wherever you are around the world tonight. And we're going to do a little police work tonight before we start out. This is a police and military organization program. We have literally thousands of police and military who love God and liberty of all races and all religions who are very concerned about what's going on around this nation and around the world today. And this program is dedicated to those wonderful brothers and sisters who serve in the military and in law enforcement. And also, of course, to the brave Americans who help us reach out and touch the hearts and minds of our brothers and sisters in uniform all the time. We have as many private sector people helping us here at Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter and our sister organization, Police and Military Against the New World Order, reaching out and informing and awakening our brothers and sisters in uniform. So we want to give them a great round of applause from all of us here at Aid and Abet and our sister organization for their help in helping us do this. I understand, I just learned a few minutes ago before going on the show, that this is the beginning of Black History Month, isn't it? I think it is, or Black History Week. I'm not quite sure. I heard that just on the tail end of a television news show before coming on the air. And I won't get into that tonight. It is a subject very dear to my heart. You've heard me say on this program before that I grew up in Washington, D.C., where I was born, and truly learned to love the black people there, their love of God, the love of Jesus Christ, their religious ceremonies every Sunday and through the week at their churches, and had good friends that were black when I grew up. And, you know, it was just wonderful. It truly was wonderful being with a situation there where all of them loved America and all of them loved God. It's so unlike today, folks, where we have so many people coming into this nation, many, many illegals coming in this nation who do not love America and are not going to assimilate into our nation as the black people did that I grew up with in Washington, D.C. And so we'll be right back, and we'll get into the program tonight. We're going to do some police business tonight before we get into the rest of the program. Stay tuned for more after this important break.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied towards your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
You have heard it said, coffee is not good for you. Well, the secret of Asia has finally arrived in America. Gano Cafe, a healthy coffee, gives you energy and vigor, increases your focus and mental clarity. Gano Cafe helps the body heal itself, strengthen the immune system, and waste elimination for detoxification. If you're a coffee drinker, you won't believe the wonderful taste of this coffee. Ganoderma, commonly known as the reishi mushroom, has been utilized in Chinese medicine for over 2,000 years. Also known as the longevity herb and miraculous king of herbs, it's more powerful than ginseng and has much lower caffeine and acid. For all our products or to join us on our wellness journey to Manzanillo, Mexico in February, go to healthycoffeeonline.com or call 1-888-841-6055. Again, 1-888-841-6055.
Here on the Officer Jack McLam program, and we have our first caller, but I hadn't opened the phone lines up yet, but we will take Rodney in Texas in just a couple minutes here. Let me go back to say that probably this week or next week, I'll get into the destruction of the black race in America, the planned and well carried out destruction of the black family in America. And how important that is for us to realize that our racism in America, much of it has been constructed on purpose by our government bringing literally hundreds and hundreds of tons of opium into this country every year since the 60s and feeding it into the veins of little black children in America. And today, the Latino community, too, of course. And why that was done and why it's still done today, it certainly has caused a tremendous amount of racism on the part of whites that if you talk to white people today, many of them say all blacks are, dope runners or criminals or run prostitutes and everything. It just wasn't that way when I grew up in Washington, D.C., where every family that I knew that was black had two parents in the family. They were Christians. Most of them were Southern Baptists, went to church every week. You've heard the story. You've heard me talk about it before. And there's been a planned destruction and a separation and division of the white people in America and the black people in America to hate each other and to destroy any unity that we might have had in this country between the races. And so anyway, we won't talk about that tonight, but it does make you think here, Black History Month, and we're thinking, many people I talk to say, there shouldn't be a Black History Month without being a White History Month and all this. So we'll address this week or next week, I promise you, because it is very important to know how our government has set us against each other in this nation on purpose and for very serious reasons on their part. Let's go right now to a note that I've received. Question about sheriffs. We're going to do a little police work here. A dear brother here, Jim Wolf, writes, and he says, "Dear Officer McLam, I've been at your site on the web and Googled Anderson on Sheriffs, the book, and still cannot find what I need. Can you help me get something definitive that I can present to a badge-carrying buddy of mine, a federal officer, which will cause him to rethink his position that his authority trumps that of the local police and sheriff? Any help is appreciated." Well, Jim, we have just what you need. A couple years ago, our Police and Military Association, realizing that our brothers and sisters who wear the sheriff's badge of a county did not know their powers, duties, and jurisdiction. And they were allowing federal officers to come into their county and playing the subservient role to these federal officers, which was not correct. A sheriff, as we've stated on this program before, is the top law enforcement person in the whole government of a state, because the counties make up a state, and the sheriff is the top law enforcement person in the county. So the sheriffs in a state are the most powerful law enforcement people. They are elected by the people, not appointed, to serve and protect the people from all criminals, criminals in the streets and criminals in government that would come in and have their way with the people without due process and doing things immoral and unlawful. So we put together a video, a DVD, if you want to call it that. We have both interviewing several sheriffs. I think there's two or three on there. I'm on there myself talking about the Constitution and police officers and sheriff's departments violating people's constitutional rights and so forth. But we have sheriffs themselves on there who are sheriffs of counties right now who have set up federal compliance offices in their sheriff's department so that when the federal officers come in, they demand, because they have the power and jurisdiction to do so, this is because the federal officers know that they do not have any jurisdiction in the counties, and they must either sneak in and do their dirty deeds, if it is something they're going to do with which does not have due process, or serve warrants that are not signed by a magistrate, which is the constitutional, lawful way to do things. And they do things sometimes that are not constitutional and not moral and not lawful. And the sheriffs in this video have stated that they know their powers and jurisdiction, and they demand that all federal agents come into their office, show their paperwork, and the sheriff and his staff check it out to see that it's lawful, that it was signed by a magistrate, not signed by the agents themselves, which is many times done, and that people who are being accosted by the federal agents have due process before things happen, like their property is taken and so forth. This is the proper role of the sheriff. So Jim Wolf, we put together this video, DVD, and it is a powerful video, and we hope that everybody will order a copy of this for their local sheriff and also for their county commissioners, who will not understand many times when the sheriff starts telling the federal officers what the game is, what the truth is, what the law is. sometimes the county commissioners go a little crazy. They think the sheriff's gone off the deep end, that he's gone radical or something like that. Is not true. The sheriff is supposed to protect the people of the county, and the sheriff will be doing his or her job by demanding that the federal authorities obey the law in the county. And so we need to get that video in the hands of your county commissioners also, so that if the sheriff starts upholding his oath and defending the people from all that would come upon their property and seize their person without due process, then the county commissioners don't go off on the sheriff and say, you're going beyond your scope, you're going beyond your powers. And so that video is available through our Police and Military Association. We're an all-volunteer police and military association, two of them actually, Police and Military Against the New World Order, and Aid and Abet Police Military Newsletter on Constitutional Issues. And we will send that out to a sheriff of your choice or county commissioners of your choice, and we'll send it out with a personal letter from our police here, our law enforcement people, directly to your sheriff, so that it's not a private citizen that hands them that video. It will be his peers, which he will listen to, and he will watch that video or that DVD, whichever you order, and understand that these are his powers and duties and responsibilities. Now, what we do is you can order one of those videos. I think it's $17 or $18 for one. But it's a better deal to send in $28, and we will send you two videos. We'll send one out to the sheriff of your choice or county commissioners or any authority that you want us to send it out to with a cover letter straight from our law enforcement people here. And then we'll send one directly to you. So for $28, you get two of these videos, one for you to have and view and pass around to your friends and relatives and so forth, and one that we can send directly to anyone you would choose. So that's the deal, Jim Wolf, and we appreciate you writing in to us. And we've got your phone number here. We're going to call you real quick and tell you about this situation, and we can help your badge-carrying buddy who's a federal officer who thinks that his position and his authority is over the locals, sheriff and town marshals and so forth, and that is not true. So, enough said on that. Now, little tip here. We like to bring you tips occasionally on how to protect your property. I do know that we don't have a big problem with this up here in the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, and that's your vehicles being stolen. But believe me, working my whole career in the high crime area of South Phoenix, Arizona, we had something like 54,000 vehicles a year stolen and driven down to Mexico, 54,000 from the Phoenix area a year. I mean, that is a crime wave, folks, because of the illegal aliens coming in and grabbing these vehicles that cost $30,000, $40,000 and taking them down to Mexico. And they pay $100 to cross the border to the Border Patrol down there, the Mexican Border Patrol, put $100 in their pocket, and they've got a $50,000 but a $30,000 or $40,000 truck, a new truck. So here's something you should pay heed to if you live in one of these wonderful big cities where you have a crime wave of unprecedented destruction in your area. There is a system so easy for car thieves to steal your vehicle, and it is to look in your windshield of your car or your truck like the police officer does, and read and write down your VIN number. The VIN number is on the label on the dash most of the time, and you can get your flashlight and look in there from the outside and read your VIN number, write it down, go to the local car dealer and request a duplicate key based on that VIN number as if it's your own vehicle. This is done. This is a real problem, and we'll tell you more about this and what you can do about it when we return after this break. Let's see. Rodney, hang on. Rodney in Texas, hang on. We'll be with you in just a minute. Be right back with more of the Officer Jack McLam program, and we're going to open those phone lines up, folks. Okay, be right back.
Want to look good and feel great? Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Well, there are things you can do and natural products available that are strong and safer than harsh synthetics. Rediscover ancient secrets with therapeutic grade A essential oils. The molecular structure of essential oils is highly oxygenating in nature, increasing vitality and energy to the body. Our essential oils and supplements are all natural and absolutely pure to help you discover optimal health, essential nutrition, emotional well-being, and effective weight management. Whether using our products or looking for a home-based business, you'll be glad you contacted us by calling 1-800-993-OILS. Therapeutic-grade essential oils are emerging as the missing link to modern medicine. That's 1-800-993-6457. You can also visit our website at www.naturesoils.org. That's www.naturesoils.org.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
You want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Here in just a minute. Let me finish this up, though. I want to thank Charlie for sending this in to us and reminding me of this. Never got into it, and yet I'm very much aware as a law enforcement person how many hundreds of thousands of cars are stolen each year in just the southwestern part of the United States and go into Mexico. And so we should all know about this. The criminals can come up, look in your window like the police officer does. It wants to check your VIN number and look with a flashlight. Usually it takes a flashlight unless it's a bright sun out there, and they can read your VIN number, take it down to the car dealer, and get another key for it as if they're the owners. And they'll just give it to them, most of them. Some have wised up over the years, but a lot of the car dealers still will do this. And so... it's very, very bad. And so just keep this in mind that the thief doesn't have to break the window out of your vehicle or jimmy the lock and drive it off to the local chop shop or down to Mexico. He can just read the VIN number and go in and get a new key made. And also the keyless device, if they want it, they can order that too right there if you want to unlock the door without a key and so forth and lock it. Okay, what can we do about this now? Well, to avoid this from happening to you, simply put some tape, electrical tape, duct tape, whatever kind of tape, across the VIN metal label located on the dashboard, By law, you cannot remove the VIN number. Don't try to do that. But you can cover it up so it can't be viewed from the outside windshield by car thieves. If a police officer wants to see it, you can just lift up the piece of tape and he can look at it, or on the door frame many times when you open the door, he can see the VIN number there. Now, just remember that, because this is done in the population centers more than out in the outback like we are up here in the Rocky Mountains, but it could happen. You don't want to take a chance. So I want to thank Charlie for sending this in to Carol, our assistant in the office, office manager, who then passed it on to me. And so, Charlie, thanks for reminding me of this so we can put it out for all the people out there. Let's go right now to Rodney in Texas. Rodney, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program. Good to have you on.
Likewise. I appreciate you having me on also, kind sir. And I want to commend you for having a show that really educate, the officers in that brotherhood. Because I was on hold and you were talking, this gentleman that wrote the letter about his friend, a federal police officer.
Yeah.
I'm just astonished that the number of people, you know, they talk about how our kids in high school are miseducated about the Constitution and their First Amendment rights. This right here shows just how dumbed down we are here in our country when we got, in many cases, even sheriffs who really don't know what their jurisdiction is, and they have to be educated.
I
really hate to be that blunt,
yeah,
but when you have to educate an officer to tell him you don't have jurisdiction over this sheriff's you know, what does that tell you about our education system? Maybe it's not just this current generation that has been affected. Some people call this the X generation.
Yeah.
But this is a serious problem. And this fella, you know, I pray for him, the federal policeman. But it also tells me that there's a lot of miseducated people out there. We have, in my opinion, Officer Jack, a whole generation, and not just blacks. Although I do believe that there has been a deliberate dumbing down of blacks, but you know, if you talk to Charlotte Iserby, she would, and I believe what she's saying,
yeah,
would tell you that this is a, this covers the masses. It's not just directed at
everybody.
It covers the masses,
and
I said 20 years ago, you know, that I felt that eventually the whole middle class, it would be completely obliterated. There wouldn't be a such thing as your poor and then your middle class and then your wealthy.
That's the point.
The way this is going right now, it's going to be your elite, and then you're going to have, you know, in their mind, the scum. You know, the peons, the imbeciles and morons, because you won't have any educational system out there. I don't even think that when you go through the colleges, and I've heard Charlotte Iserby say this also, even your colleges, they've been dumbed down. You don't really get a quality education if you go to a college institution. I mean, their education is, limited to whatever your new order, your new world order people want them to teach in these institutions. I've not only heard this from Charlotte Iserby, but I've even heard Ralph Epperson make the same assertions.
Yeah.
So could I say one more thing after
After the break, Rodney, and we'll be right back with you. Folks, if you'd like to call in tonight, the number's 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. We'll be right back with more after these breaks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the ANT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
The Bill of Rights protects every American's God-given right to keep and bear arms. Now that right is being seriously undermined as legally registered rifles are being confiscated in some parts of our country. If we're not careful, we may find ourselves with no right to own guns. And that's where Gun Owners of America comes in. Gun Owners of America is in Washington every day fighting for you to keep that right. Congressman Ron Paul has called GOA the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. You need to be part of this great grassroots group of activists who are keeping the heat on their members of Congress. Find out right now how you can join. Call 888-886-GUNS and get started receiving their fact-filled newsletters and action alerts. Call 888-886-GUNS or go to their webpage at gunowners.org and help make your voice heard in Washington. Make that call right now and call Gun Owners of America at 888-886-GUNS. Remember, it's not just about gun control, it's about control.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
Welcome back, folks. We're on the Officer Jack McGlam program. We have Rodney on from Texas. Making a lot of sense there, Rodney. Go ahead with your next point, brother.
Yes, sir. I wanted to real quickly expand on what I was saying about this federal police officer. And
okay.
And again, I really pray for this officer that he will take this this information on the video and look at it, take it to heart, and more importantly, applied. Now, here's my question, and I'm thinking out loud here, Officer Jack.
Okay.
This man is not the only federal police officer out there who is ignorant of what his jurisdiction is. Now, can you imagine all of the other federal police officers out there who haven't been educated as to what the sheriff's jurisdiction is in their areas and what these federal police officers' jurisdiction is? Can you imagine the type of clash that will come when, let's say, they are given orders by Homeland Security or some other agency to go in and take over an area that should be under, that by constitution is under the sheriff's jurisdiction, but these guys, they're so ignorant of the law, they feel like their authority supersedes the sheriff, and we know that's not true. But can you imagine all of the other federal police officers out there who don't know this information that you're about to send to this federal policeman here. And I think that this federal police officer should be commended, because at least he is taking the initiative to try to find out what his jurisdiction is, so that, you know, if he does take whatever steps, you know, he will have a good conscience. There are a lot of them out there that won't, Officer Jack. But like I said, can you imagine all of the federal police officers out there who are ignorant of the sheriff's jurisdiction?
Well, Rodney, there are a lot of fine police officers in federal uniform out there, and also I've met them, good FBI agents and all, that do not want to do things, follow orders that are immoral or unlawful, and they've responded very well when we've sent them our video, and because they're good, decent, honest people. And they've been mistrained, misdirected, and misguided in many areas, like local police are, too.
Yes, sir.
Do things that are immoral and unlawful for the greater good, we're told.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're right, Rodney. And so that's why we have this video to send out, and we just we're all volunteer police and soldiers here, but we spend our time volunteering because it is worth it to awaken a brother who is out there, or a sister in uniform, that might very well abuse a person because they just don't know.
Yeah, and I think what you're doing is commendable, and you know, I pray, you know, like I said, that not only this federal officer will take the initiative, but others will take the initiative to look at this information, at least look at it. I mean, it's not going to hurt anybody.
That's right.
I mean, if you're trying to educate them on what their rights are under the Constitution and what their limitations are, how can that hurt them?
Well, it can hurt them, Rodney, if they don't wake
up,
because their children are going to grow up in the world they helped create, this totalitarian system. And I don't know any FBI agents or CIA agents or INS agents that want their children to go through that.
Well, and my final point here kind of deals with what you just talked about. You know, I think it was last week they took this poll showing that, you know, a high percentage of the kids had they had no problems with the First Amendment being basically censored, you know, censorship with the First Amendment or even worse, you know, not having any First Amendment rights at all.
Yes.
And a lot of people have found that to be just absolutely astonishing. Well, yeah, it is astonishing, because we know what the school systems, what they're turning out. Okay, but here's what I thought about. You know, when our president, after 9/11, stood up there and said, "You're either for us or against us," what he was basically doing is he was telling anybody who voiced any dissent to this war that, hey, you know, you're on the outside looking in.
Right.
Now, I think, you know, any kid, and you probably went through this when you were growing up too, Officer Jack, go through peer pressure. And there's a lot of pressure on students to conform and want to be patriotic.
Yeah.
And you know that there have been many stories in the news talking about kids who wore peace T-shirts or anti-war T-shirts, and they were humiliated or they were reported to the authorities. And what were they doing? They were exercising their First Amendment right.
That's right.
And this not only have happened to kids or children, but it has happened to adults who knew what their rights were. So can you blame any child for having fear, maybe being a little bit scared to maybe voice their true feelings when this poll was taken? But here's the flip side of that. Even though the number was high, let's say it was 70% of the students said they didn't have a problem with the First Amendment being thrown out. What about that 30%? What type of pressure are those 30% of the students who were involved in that poll actually said, "Yeah, I think the First Amendment is great, and I think that people should actually"? What type of peer pressure? What type of, you know, see, that poll could also be designed to go after those kids who actually know what their rights are and want to exercise it. So, and we know that this is the type of atmosphere that's being created in a lot of these schools. They want to go after kids that are dissenters. Make sure that they pressure these kids, and you know, to conform and think inside the box. You know, be institutionalized and don't fit in. Don't try to stick out like a sore thumb. You always want
group thinking.
Group
always thinks better than the individuals. What we were told in law enforcement, they sent us through a sensitivity training and group thinking course, and some of us officers got together and got the answers to the questions, and when we were sent into the classes in service training, we knew the answers ahead of time, and
right.
It confused the teachers that were trying to convince the officers that they should never think independently from each other. They should think as a mob, think as a group, and do it
like a gang.
Yeah. And so
we
went in with answers, and they couldn't figure it out how we beat the group.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of turned the table on them when we went in. We knew the answers ahead of time, and we beat the group. And that really upset the socialist instructors in there to think like group thinkers, you know. Well, Rodney, thank you for those good words. Very, very important what you said, Rodney, and I hope you'll call back again, okay?
Thank you, sir. Keep up the good work.
Hey, Lord bless you, Rodney. My goodness. Good information there. You know, folks, we should remember, though, that our schools are working perfectly. They are perfection because they're turning out the robotons, the dumbed-down children, exactly as this socialist system wants them turned out. I mean, this is the way it is. Group thinking, collectivist thinking, don't think on your own, follow the group, follow the herd mentality. And so it's working brilliantly. It's sad that the American people don't know what's happening to their children when they send them to these government brain laundries. But that's exactly what's happening. Rodney was right. Let's go to Sam in Missouri. Brother Sam, how are you tonight?
We couldn't be finer, Jack.
Good.
We almost had the Missouri Rural Rebellion here last night.
Oh, my goodness. I think I'm excited about that. Tell me about it.
Well, I think I've been mentioning about the meeting we were going to have here where in the area in which I live regarding the metering of water wells.
Water rights, yes.
Yeah. Well, we got over there. Derry Brownfield appeared, by the way. Both he and Jeff Thomas, his producer, were both there.
Good.
And we expected that the place would probably be pretty full. But, you know, usually in most cases when you put on an event like this, a lot of people say they're going to show and they never do.
Okay. That's true.
That's not what happened here, however. Mm-hmm. The place was equipped to handle about 310 people. We had 504 in a building that could house, that could handle about 310.
Well, that's wonderful.
Standing room about two deep along each wall. Standing room, from my understanding, what I was told, standing room in the kitchen of the Lions Club Hall over here. Standing room in the no smoking room back in the back of the building. And what made it even more interesting is some of the legislators showed up. And I'm telling you what, if there would have been some tar and some feathers, they would have got it last night.
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, these guys, here's the bad thing about it, Jack. These guys, I don't like somebody taking me for a stupid fool, you know.
Uh-huh.
Well, these guys were trying to say, well, you don't understand how complicated it is in Jefferson City. You know, that's the state capital.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's bad. It's really tough on them.
Yeah, and he said,
sorry for them.
We don't get to read everything we sign. And I was thinking about this in past tense, and I got to thinking, I thought, you know what I should have done was popped up there and said, oh, do you sign all your personal documents this way, your contracts and your mortgages and various other stuff? Is this the way you do that stuff, the way you sell us down the river? But anyway, nobody bought it. I mean, they all beat up on it. In fact, some of the words used to fire back at these people are some that I can't say on the radio. Let's just put it this way: they were angry,
And rightfully so, brother. Controlling water—it's all over if they get control of the water.
That's exactly right. And these—I'll tell you what: this guy Dennis Wood, who is out of the Branson area, his buns were toast last night, darn near. I wouldn't have wanted to have been in his shoes. But in any event, what I wanted to mention is this meeting is in the process of being made available off my website for anybody that want to hear this meeting. Look for it within the next 24 hours.
Okay, give out your website. Definitely, I want to listen to it myself.
Okay, it's www.theinformationcorner.com, and make sure you put T-H-E and then I-N-F-O-R M-A-T-I-O-N and then C-O-R-N-E-R.com.
.com. Okay, the Information Corner, spell that all out, one word.
Yep.
Right, .com.
Right, and it'll be in the broadcast section.
Hey, boy, I want to look at that, and I hope our listeners up here on our micro-broadcasting system from Top of the Rock here, the listeners who have been to our water meetings here, and some of them kind of poo-pooed. They said, well, yes, they're GPSing our wells, but they'll never put meters on them. They'll never charge us for our water. I hope they're listening tonight because that's the next thing coming around the corner. And get on the Information Corner, folks, the informationcorner.com, and listen to what's happening down there in Missouri and wake up because it's coming here in the Great Rocky Mountains, too, in a city near us.
Right, and the two things I want to reiterate, Jack, and I'll let you get on to other stuff, but first of all, it's not posted there right now unless my webmaster just got it up there, so I can't guarantee that it's there right now, but it will be there within the next 24 hours.
Very good.
And it will be in both real audio as well as MP3 format, so you pick your format. We're going to make it available in two formats, and you can even download a copy to your hard drive if that's the method you prefer, so you'll have it to listen to at your leisure, whether on or offline.
Okay. How long is it?
This is going to be a pretty lengthy program, so you might want to, some of you that have limited connections might want to set your computer to download it and go off and find something to do for a while and let your computer download it. Say, like, if you're going to be gone for a while and you can get a stable enough connection to download it, you might want to bring your connection up and then download it while you're gone and then come back and find it on your hard drive because the meeting started at 7 and ended just about 9:30, so that's how long it was.
Okay, good. That'll give some people a clue then that they need to get a sandwich and get a Coke and sit down and just watch this thing because, folks, there is nothing that scares me more than what the international crime families are doing to control our food, to take over the family farms and to run the ranchers off the prairies and just take over the food and the water now, folks. And if you don't think that's a problem because you're in the big city, forget it. If you're not able to get food because we don't have water out here in the outlands, you know, in the ranch areas and the farm areas, and then think again because control of water is going to happen in the big cities, Sam, and also in the rural areas, and even up here in the Great Rocky Mountains are trying to control our water. So, Sam, that is so important, and I'm happy that the Missouri folks are standing up, and we're standing up here. We've had two water meetings already. We're going to have more. We've got a coalition coming together of people concerned about this water business, and so I think maybe with your help, Sam, and all the micro broadcasters out there too, we can get this message out to millions of people. That this is the time to nip it at the bud before they really get a toehold, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely, because as Derry Brownfield pointed out at the beginning, in fact, one of the things I want to point out, Derry, for somebody who said he wasn't going to have much to say, Derry stole the show.
I'll be there.
It was wonderful. The 5 minutes, the speech he encapsulated within 5 minutes was worth it in itself, but everybody was good. I'm not trying to diminish what our speakers had to say. The speakers were Russ Wood and a gentleman by the name of Ray Cuneo, who's over in this area, and they did a good job as well. But Derry took it off and connected it into the UN agenda, which is exactly where it all comes from.
Right.
And I hope people will listen to this and heed what he has to say because he read some of the information right out of his Common Sense Chronicle. And, folks, if you're not on that list, in fact, we're going to try to get on that ourselves. I keep saying I'm going to do it. You know how you get so many things in the flyer. If you have the funds, I know there's a lot of newsletters out there, and, you know, you want to support the people who are truly doing the work, like what you're doing there, Jack, and what Derry's doing. If there's two newsletters I couldn't say are more important, it's yours and also Derry's newsletter, because Derry is hitting a lot of these issues.
Sam, have you got our new newsletter yet?
I don't know if we have it yet or not, but I'm sure we'll be getting it fairly shortly.
You know, we mailed it out Thursday and Friday, so you should be getting it any day. Tell me what you think of that. We've listed a number of our political prisoners and told their stories in there. It's really a sad newsletter. We expanded it to 24 pages this time to try to get in as many as we could. And so I hope it's an eye-opener for people, just like your work there, to fight this water issue, Sam.
You bet. Thank you, Jack.
Bless you and Trish and all of you down there in Missouri for the great work you're doing, standing up for me, my three boys, and nine grandchildren, Sam. We appreciate you very much.
Hey, God bless you, Jack. Thank you.
Bless you. Okay.
Bye-bye.
All right. Goodbye. My goodness, folks, do we have some great people in this country? My goodness, I am so blessed to know so many of you out there. Be right back after this break.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for RBN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting.
Now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
Just about to wrap up the program here. If you'd like to get in tonight, you can call 800-313-9443 before we end the program. 800-313-9443. And I just want to say to you that these schools, as I said, are working brilliantly, perfectly, the way these international crime families want them to work. A great example here is a book that has just been sent to me, our police and military association here about the Islamization of American schools, a critique of the course and textbook on Islam taught to the seventh grade students in California public schools. You heard it right, folks. As long as it's not about the Lord Jesus Christ or the actual God of heaven, the Creator God and His Son Jesus Christ, you can talk and teach anything you want in the government schools to do with religion, as long as it's not Christianity. You can have Indians come in, Indians dance, and get you into shamanism and paganism. You can have witches come in and talk to you about witchcraft. This is happening all the time. And here's a book about the Islamization of American schools being taught to seventh grade students in California public schools. How is this done? Well, I'm going to tell you how to get a hold of this little book here real quick. But anyway, the Islamic strategy for Islamization of American schools says this. From the Islamic website, it says schools are fertile grounds where the seeds of Islam can be sowed into the hearts of non-Muslim students. Muslim students should take advantage of this opportunity and present to their schoolmates the beautiful beliefs of Islam. Here's how you can get a hold of this book, folks. Get a hold of, as I'll turn to the back here, here it is right here. Islam Review, www.islamreview.com, www.islamreview.com, or write to thetruth@aol.com, and ask for the book, The Islamization of American Schools, and you'll learn how they're sneaking in all of these religions under the guise of history, of political systems in the world, all kinds of ways they're getting all of these other religions into the schools except the one that this nation was based on, the biblical history, and the Lord Jesus Christ system is being left out. They put it in the social science areas of the schools, and they teach all kinds of religions all the time. So that just gives you a little hint. The system is working brilliantly the way these Antichrist people want it to work and taking us away of God and our freedoms in this constitutional republic. Well, that's it for tonight, folks. Going to get out of here. Don't forget, this old cop likes to give you this pledge when I can. A nation under God first, freedom forever, an anti-God new world order absolutely never. I give you this pledge on this broadcast. You know why? Because I truly do love you, America. Good day.
Berkeylight's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylight, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.